So this is the one thing that needs to be recognized in yourself so that it cannot obscure the arising presence each time it comes. In fact, it can actually contribute to the arising presence. Usually, pain body would pull you back into unconsciousness, identification with it, and you're in the middle of the pain body attack, and then finally it goes, and then you wake up. Oh, that must have been the pain body. And so then a certain level of consciousness is reached when the pain body doesn't pull you into unconsciousness anymore, but the pain that you feel, the turbulence or the heaviness, actually triggers more presence. The pain body becomes like a little alarm clock for a more intense aliveness of presence. Oh, there it is. And you stay really alert and watch it. And it can't feed. So usually what the pain body does then, when you're very alert while it's there, oh, and alert means you allow it, but you see it. The pain body doesn't like that. It comes into the light of consciousness, and all that light, you looking at it, it withdraws, and then it waits for a better moment when you're less conscious. After drinking some alcohol, it may come up. That's a favorite. Not the first glass. The second or third, suddenly. The male pain body does that quite often. That's why quite a few men become violent after a few drinks. They trigger the male pain body. Or you could watch TV for hours, 3 or 4 hours. Your level of consciousness goes down, down. And then you switch off and suddenly, oh.